In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, it's another Tumblr TTO show. This time around, the Cubs focus on the bottom end of the body, finding images of guys in shorts, jock straps, and the occasional kilt, etc. So what bottom do you prefer? Find out as COL 338 starts now. It's November 8th, 2015. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 338. That's probably my best intro ever.
If you say good. So.
Good for you.
Went through it just fine. I didn't screw up any words or anything. But let's find out this. BlizzCon! Hype!
Huh?
Oh, this week it was great because it was BlizzCon. The only problem was I worked for like 12 hours of it. Not 12 hours, 8 hours.
Like, what's a BlizzCon?
BlizzCon is Blizzard's convention. They're the ones who make the World of Warcraft, the Diablo, the StarCraft 2, StarCraft, should I say, the Hearthstone, the Heroes of the Storm, and the Overwatch.
The people that you have given tons of money to.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
seriously,
yeah.
They also are part of the Warcraft movie, which world premiered their trailer this weekend, which you would think would probably be a pick for later. Not this week.
Huh.
I'm actually going to spread this all over. But anyways, there was also cinematic for the new expansion, World of Warcraft Legion, which, by the way, I got a little choked up.
Aww.
And then got chills. I was literally going, chills, they're multiplying.
Okay, great.
And it was like excitement all around. I'm so, so excited for everything. I'm like take my money now!
Shut up and take my money!
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, they're digital deluxe editions of everything. Like, there's some things where they have collector's edition where you get some more physical stuff, but I don't really have any place to put it. So I'm not going to worry about the physical stuff. So, but digital stuff is awesome. Like, I'll talk a little bit more about that later, actually. So, this entire thing is just like, just take my money. Just take it. It's yours. I'm working for your games. And this is seriously, it's like all of their games. The nice thing about Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm, I don't have to pay a cent to play the game the way I want to play it. It might take longer than actually paying money for stuff, like, you know, get a new hero for $10 or something in Heroes of the Storm, get some card packs. I have paid some money to get some card packs. From my experience right now, it's like it's really not worth me spending even like $8 for like 3 packs. So, it was a great BlizzCon. I haven't even watched the esports stuff yet, and I'm all hyped up about that. I hear the StarCraft finals were like amazing. So, good weekend for me.
Ah.
We didn't raid last night because BlizzCon.
So there wasn't anything special going on in World of Warcraft because of BlizzCon?
Well, things that will be happening for World of Warcraft because of in BlizzCon, the cinematic trailer for the new expansion. But it's, I mean, the main thing is that everybody is watching BlizzCon. we're not going to be raiding because everybody's going to be watching BlizzCon.
Ah.
So that's the thing with that.
Got it.
So, how about you guys? What's going on? did I stall you enough?
I'm gonna sound so exciting. Literally for me, what has been going on this week is more unpacking and getting shit together so that we can actually have a presentable house. We'll actually have people over next week, staying with us this weekend, next weekend. So yeah, that's pretty much been this week. And to save face, I'll talk more about things that will be happening in the next show.
Nice.
Yeah, but pretty much unpacking because we now have time and a little bit more energy than we did. So yeah.
Nice. How about you, Gary?
Oh my god. November's here.
Oh yeah. My god.
That's true.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I was like, holy shit. Because in a couple weeks it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then it's going to be December. And then it's going to be Christmas. And then it's going to be the end of the year. So yeah, 2015 is rolling right along very quickly. So I'm a little feeling reality, I guess is really what it's about. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm just kind of like, oh, shit. You know, stuff's going on. I thought a specific time earlier this year was going to be a busy time. And now I'm like, yeah, and it's busy. Now it's busy again. So probably through year end. That's kind of it. I mean, not a whole lot. That's really,
yeah.
Good.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, both of you are sounding crackly to me. For some reason, technical issues. Let's go. In the meantime, let's go into this. Oh, wrong music.
Wait, we did it.
We're going into this one. So, over on to feedback. Gary, what's been going on in Facebook?
Over in Facebook land, we got 5 new likes.
Yay!
So we want to thank the following people for liking us on Facebook. Daniel Delgado, William Marasco, PM Doctor, Paul Russell, and Kilted Bros. Hey, PM Doctor is one of the guys on Men of the Den. Hey. He did not join us for our 2 crossover shows, but I know who he is from that. And then Kilted Bros is the company that I bought my kilt through in Cleveland.
Hey.
So I have a feeling they probably saw us in social media land, tag them. So that might be how they kind of discovered us and liked us on Facebook. So, yeah.
Yay.
And then over in Google land, in Google Plus, Harry H. added us to his circles. Sweet. I don't know what circles, but he added us to his circles.
Basically, he's following us now. So
that's I don't know if it's like, you know. Yeah, I know that, but I don't know if it's like Triple X or, you know, Fun or Tumblr or, you know.
What circle he added us to?
What his circles are.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't tell us.
So he's following us. Yay! So, also over in BearUnderground.net, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud, joining us in the Cubs Out Loud entourage is Big Munch 88 and Rolfin.
Sweet.
Yay, thank you for joining us. You know what? This week we're kind of just moving right along. So yeah. we're gonna actually go into this because this week it's another Awesome Voyeur. It's another T-T-O. This week we're going, how do we call this? From the waist down.
Yeah.
So the idea is shorts, jock straps, and recommended kilts, but you could go with other I'm assuming that's because it was kind of difficult to find guild picks for some reason. That's what I'm assuming, at least.
Yeah, it was hard. I will own that part of this one was, part of it was really easy and part of it was really hard. The part that was really easy was finding things like jockstraps, because I'm a perv and I like bears and jockstraps. The hardest one was the kilted or other. I will admit to that.
So we're going to start.
Well, it's called others. So it could be anything that isn't a jockstrap or shorts.
Yes.
In theory.
But recommended kilts. That was the original idea. So in any case, let's go right into the shorts. I'm going to call this, actually, I think this is supposed to be roosters, not rooters. It's some cute guys with shorts on, wearing shirts that say roosters, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. They're kind of supposed to be for like Hooters, except it's roosters because they're guys and they're kind of hot.
Roosters. I think I would go there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, especially if our servers were look like that.
Although, I feel the shorts are too long. Actually, just lose them. We're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good. But
that's not the point of this episode.
I get that. Totally get that.
Okay, so they don't have to lose the shorts. They just have to, you know, turn them into Daisy Dukes.
That's there we go.
You just need to cut them off.
Yeah. Sure. We'll do that. We'll say that. A very bright orange, those shorts are.
That they are.
Moving on.
So I called.
Speaking of orange shorts.
Yeah, speaking of orange shorts, I said nice shorts is this one, and it is a very nice looking gentleman, very tatted up, in a shirt, and he's got on two different. There's two different pictures of him in two different shorts. One is orange, one is gray, and yeah, just nice beard, cool hat.
And what about he's playing it with his dick inside
it. Yeah. Yeah, he's...
Well, he's not necessarily.
He's just adjusting himself, maybe?
Maybe he's adjusting himself.
I don't know. His hand is inside his shorts.
He's adjusting himself inside his shorts.
Yeah, that seems to be a common thing, though. I don't know. To me, that's a common stance kind of thing. It's like, you know, I'm kind of enticing you with me, you know, going near my junk. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm already well aware of your junk. I don't need you to put your hand in your pants, but, you know.
That's okay.
Something to dry your eye to. Where's your hand? Oh. Gotcha.
Nice.
Gary, what do you got?
So, yeah, mine I called rugby.
Oh.
So this gentleman is wearing shorts and like a long sleeve rugby style polo. And those shorts are just long enough to be covering up something that appears to be wanting to escape.
Wow.
So
undone. Or too high up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the story is with that.
Because that's really high.
Yeah.
That hole for, I guess, that's just a little too high. Not that I'm complaining, but because, I mean, you don't need the hole to really see everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely leaves nothing to the imagination.
A little too tight.
Yeah, that man, I mean, those shorts aren't necessary. They can completely come off. It's just it's a barrier that needs to be overcome as far as I'm
concerned. Ah, indeed.
I would have to agree with that.
So yeah, yep. Those are
some nice shorts. And,
mighty nice looking shorts, Mister.
I know what you guys are thinking right now, you listeners. It's like, what the hell are they talking about? All you need to do is pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. There's a mobile version. If you're, you need to be on your phone, and we'll have links to all of these in the show notes. So, so all you need to do is when you're – this is a different type of episode. This is one where you actually have to kind of participate. It's a little hard to do – hard to listen through it, although you can get an idea of what your favorite ones might be based off of our descriptions. Pop over to our website and then actually just follow along. Just click each link just like we're doing and pantsless. Anyways – speaking of pantsless, let's go right into the jock straps. I call that a dat booty. And I got a guy, baseball cap, and he's just bending over in a red jock strap with his butt out.
I saw this one, and I almost chose this one.
Oh, hold on, because I got to get there to look at it.
Yeah.
Computer's being slow today.
I did almost choose this one. Ooh, because that booty, though.
I will say this, that I found it a little bit of a challenge myself just this show, because I, apparently clothes are not something I'm fond of, and so looking for what's with clothes and with the very specific items, I was like, oh, damn.
Well, yeah.
Well, you didn't. None of these have to have clothes. They just have these have to have these particular type of clothing. That's it.
Wow.
Whatever they're having from the waist up, that's fine.
Okay. This one's a reblog right now.
You're welcome.
That you is a betcha. Nice. Anyone who follows me on Tumblr and happens to listen to this show, if you do the get notification thing, you'll be able to line up exactly when we recorded the show.
Well, considering we're recording this show the same day that we're releasing it, which is, by the way, that's why it's a little late today. Is because we're recording it the same day. So normally I try to post it in the morning so that you have all day to listen to it on Sunday, but well, we're recording it the same day today.
We can promote the show in a minute. This body.
Also, another way to determine if when our shows are is when you suddenly see this stream of photos or reblogs from Cubs Out Loud. That is more than just like two or three from our normal weeks. Because all of these will be reblogged on our Tumblr. Right, Damon?
Correct.
Okay.
Probably once the show airs or is up.
Oh, my God. That ass, though. Come on.
I know.
I know, right? As I said, that booty.
I don't know who he is, but that booty.
That's a good booty.
It is begging.
Uh-huh. A little munching. Maybe a little sliding in. At least for us. Maybe not for you, Gary.
He can do other things with it.
He'd appreciate the ass.
Exactly.
There's plenty of ways to appreciate a good ass. Anyways, moving on.
I have been known to eat one more than once in my life. So
good for you.
Nom, nom, nom. Anyways.
Nom.
Okay, so I just want to quickly comment. These shows are really horrible because of I kind of lose blood to my regular brain. For a good portion of it. So.
Oh, you poor thing.
It just like fluctuates. Anyways, moving on. Damon.
So mine I called, what did I call it? Oh, Folsom Daddy Jock. And it's a nice looking daddy-ish bear. He may not be a daddy yet.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's in.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
He's in, I'm assuming he's at Folsom Street Fair.
Considering the tag on there.
And, nice looking jock. Muscles.
Thing over.
Huh?
I'd bend that over.
Oh, well, yeah, duh.
And this is when the men I really like, because he's very muscular, but he doesn't have a six pack.
Yeah.
He has a keg, but he's probably more muscle than padding, but he's got the padding.
Yeah.
Yeah, the picture perspective is a little, I don't know.
Odd?
Yeah, there's something about it, and I can't figure out what it is. It's not a bad picture. It's a good picture.
Well, what it looks like is it's definitely focusing on him, but you're getting kind of, it's like, it feels like an odd angle. Like it's up or down and going out, you know, into the shot. But anyway, to me, does it really matter? Because did we get the boots?
The boots.
Because, you know, I'm wondering what kind of shoes he's wearing.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah. And I do like the. I don't know if he has one on the other side, but if the armband is just on the right, then there's a definite indication that he is a bottom.
Even better.
Yeah. So he's at least versatile.
Makes you two so happy.
Or he's one of those standard model bears and he's just wearing it because of the aesthetic. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Gary.
Okay. Mine is called Daddy Got Double Back.
Uh-huh.
I didn't title it.
In fact, our pedestal did.
Wow.
He is still on our pedestal. We haven't changed that, right?
I believe so.
It doesn't matter because he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is J-Mo. And J-Mo Bear is... Hunky and fun, and well, I don't know about fun. I'd like to find out about fun, but it's a great, great picture of his whole body composite from the back. He's wearing an addicted jock strap, which beautifully frames his oh so tasty rear end. And he has fur all up like his back, and if you pay close enough attention, you can see that there's some blonde hair fuzz at the bottom of his butt. So yeah, he's
yeah,
I couldn't pass it up. I mean, there was a bunch and I was like, oh, but what about that one? But oh, that's right, we have honorable mentions, so yeah. J-Mo gets the official here it is.
By the way, quick side comment. You know how we mentioned how the Kilted Bros had followed us? They also left a comment. Nick from Kilted Bros said, "Wow, I didn't even realize you guys talked about us on your podcast. Thank you." And that was on the COL 334 coming out.
Oh, good.
The head bro at Kilted Bros.
Awesome. Hey, Nick. So if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for sending my kilt, and we'll be in touch about the next one that I'm going to order.
if you want to help with endorsements and want to send me one.
Hell, send us all one. We'll get measurements.
Gary already got one. Yeah. Yep. Moving on.
We'll get measurements. Oh.
Moving on. Speaking of kilts. I got a kilted leather daddy here.
Oh.
He's got gloves on. He's got like chains crossing his chest and belly. A very nice belly. And big old leather kilt on. I mean, he's all decked out.
I need a moment.
Yeah, this rings the bells for Damon for sure.
You have no idea.
No. I have a very good idea.
If I didn't know any better, I would say this puts Damon in subspace pretty quickly.
It would. It would do something. Yeah.
Wow. He's got some nice tats.
Yes.
And here's the thing is, you know how I found this? I searched bears in kilts on Tumblr.
Huh.
In fact, that's how I found most of my kilts, which we'll get to.
Wow. That's just...
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Give me a second. Where were we? Okay. My turn, I guess. Shit. Whew. Okay. So speaking of leather and daddies, I got Chaps. And he's in a kilt. Yeah, and he's in a,
That's right. This is kilt and other, so.
Yeah.
No, I was being silly.
Yeah.
Meaning, so, like, you know, Damon has Chaps, but anyway.
I do have Chaps, actually.
But I will say the one thing I really appreciate is that you just called them Chaps.
Exactly.
Because I think everybody knows, at least my pet peeve, if not, like, multiple people's pet peeves, there's no such thing as assless Chaps.
So,
all Chaps are assless, so assless Chaps is just redundant.
Are these all the same guy?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay.
I don't think they look like it. I mean, he may have, like, different beard styles.
Some of them, I'm not 100% sure. I feel like the last one is not him.
Are you sure? I think it's his hairstyle, different hairstyle and beards.
I think the last three are not the same guy. I would say...
Anyway.
Maybe it's two guys?
Maybe.
Series of two guys?
Well, anyway.
They're in Chaps.
They're in Chaps. And most of them are Chaps, have Chaps on. And there's a few just, you know, straight up nude shots and leather. But, yeah.
Mm. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Muscle. Muscles and okay, Gary.
Yes,
yours. Oh, cute.
Hey, all I gotta say is these boys can wear those kilts around me anytime they want.
Yes,
and they can show off their happy asses like they are in this picture anytime they want. I realize it was probably meant to be like a cheeky, you know, silly thing.
Ah, cheeky.
Ha ha ha.
They do have something called thick thighs.
Oh yeah. That they do. And thick calves. I mean, they're just
thick.
They're just thick.
They're begging for me to get underneath them kilts. That's what I'm saying. So,
so Wolfpack Highlanders.
We approve.
Yeah. I don't know who they are. I don't care. I don't even know their names.
Wow.
Just meet me in the back room.
No, wait. So here's one of the best parts I just realized about this pic. If you still have it up, guys, look over to the right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's this little girl standing there with her dad with a baseball cap. He's finding it funny, I guess, that they're taking a picture. She's just like looking. And I'm like.
Well,
and their front is covered. And they're pointing it away from the child. So.
It's true, but you know,
it doesn't.
And I'm assuming it's at some sort of like
Highlander.
You know, like the big tree toss thingy. I knew the name of it that one time, but I
caber
toss. Thank you. And they are probably really, really strong. I like strong men. Thighs make the dick rise.
Mm-hmm.
Thighs. Oh, okay. So moving on. We're going to our honorable mentions. I've got a few of them from my... We have a second shot of the Roosters.
Hold on.
One of them is not wearing your shirt. Islam.
Oh, come on.
I'm pretty sure it's the same guys. So,
huh? Let's get these up and open. Oh, it's been a Halloween party. Yeah, makes sense. I'm pretty sure it's the same guys as well.
I'm like absolutely positive that they are.
Yeah.
But the pictures were right next to each other in separate places, and I'm like, oh, hey, it's them again. So I thought that
all
was
right. Cute. So one of them took their shirt off, but he's still wearing shorts. It's very disappointing.
Theme. We're going with the theme, okay?
I realize that, but it, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. The next one I call Peekaboo. Oh, come on.
Peekaboo.
By the way, people, for your Christmas shopping, before you go to Amazon to do your Christmas shopping, just pop over to comesoutloud.com and start your shopping right from that link right on the left-hand side.
Well...
because, you know, Damien could use a new computer. Anyways.
Look, he's got a Heine in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Peekaboo.
The one guy has a dick in his hand and a cigarette. And the other guy has a Heine in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a...
he actually has a Heineken for those people who are thinking that he's, like, holding somebody's butt. But he's
not. It's an actual beer, folks. Not...
but that's okay.
Oh,
that reminds me, we need to keep going.
Yeah.
If you heard that, I just got a notification about something. Anyways, moving on. My next one is I say happy Halloween because we got this guy who's at a contest with the drag queen and they're doing like a pumpkin auction.
I know those guys.
In the second picture, he's wearing a jockstrap. Actually, he's probably wearing something kind of jockstrap-ish. That's actually probably like a Speedo.
It's Sir Southern. Oh, God.
I know him.
I am infatuated with him.
And the last one, he's in shorts. So yeah. He kind of had a jockstrap-ish Speedo wearing, so it was kind of close. So I'm like, hey, combination.
Yeah, it's got the jock brief on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's Raymond. And the guy in the second picture is Cameron. They are the most recent Kentucky Bourbon bear and cub. Raymond is the bear. The redhead is the bear. And Cameron is the cub.
They're adorable.
Yes, they are.
Are they a couple? I'm assuming not.
No, they are not a couple.
No, not to my knowledge. And there. Damon, I'm just throwing this out there right now. Everybody that knows Sir Southern Comfort from Tumblr, y'all like can totally try to hook a brother up with some cuddle time with him.
Well, he, if I'm not mistaken, he is married to a guy, which is very sweet.
Well, I would hope so.
And he also... there's something else going on, and I'm not sure I should say it, so I'll leave it be.
I know he has a sir.
Yeah.
I don't, that's okay. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And I don't, all right, before everybody like gets permission. All on their high horse and be like, damn. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I can meet a sir and just talk to him and be like, I just want to lay in bed and hold him. It ain't no big deal.
I just want to lay in bed and hold him. That's sweet.
Or you can lay in bed and hold him while his sir's doing other things. There you go. Anyways, moving on. And my last honorable mention is the Kilted Bears. Two bears, mesh shirts, and kilts with like water behind them.
Yeah.
Splashing around. I don't know if they're a thing, but they're very nice looking bears there.
Yes.
From Scotland.
They are, and the one on the left was a little bit of an internet celeb before I came on the podcast.
Huh.
He was in a YouTube web video series done by, I think his name's Jonathan Robinson in the UK. They had a very interesting like Bears Big Brother type show.
Huh.
Yeah, there was like five or six guys who were all like living in a house briefly together, but they were all like running for the title of like Mr. Bear UK or something like that. I'm probably getting all of this wrong, but if anybody sees the picture, they'll know what I'm talking about. And I believe this gentleman won, the one on the left in the kilt and the sporn.
Nice. Well, they're both in kilts and sporns.
Anyway.
Well, but, technically, yeah.
But he's the one on the left in the black mesh shirt. I like it. Okay, so those are my honorable mentions, and I got shorts and kilts. I didn't have the honorable jockstrap, apparently.
Yeah. So my honorable mentions are as follows. My first one is Mr. Josh the Bullpup. And the main reason I like this one is that he has pretty much all of them except for the other. You know, you've got the guy, he has a lot of pictures of, he's stripping down, he's got shorts on, and he's got a harness. And then he takes off the shorts, and he's got a jock strap on. And it's, a relatively nice shot of his booty.
Yeah, that's a good booty, too.
Yep.
It's a nice series of reveals,
like
a picture.
Yeah, and it's funny. I had actually reblogged this one from Gary. So
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember that. That means I'm on Tumblr way too much.
Yeah, and then my next one is one of our favorite.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
One of our favorite
reblogging that motherfucker right now.
Fair celebrities, as it were. Mr. Dean DuBlois. DuBlois.
In this picture, it looks like he's lost weight.
It's possible. It doesn't matter. It's
no. Yeah,
I'm going to say it's an older pic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, based on the amount of gray.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he's gotten woofier and hotter and bigger over the years, and
there's that.
How to Train Your Daddy.
I'm probably spelling his name wrong.
I really like how you titled that. How to Train Your Daddy.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a double entendre because he's technically on his knees. Right. Anyway.
True. There's truth in this.
Yes. And he's got a towel down, so he knows some things well. Okay, stop.
Anyways,
stop it, Damon.
He's on a beach. Anyways.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a nude beach either.
And then this one is, my last one is them balls, though, because I think those are shorts. I don't care if they're not, because I love this picture because you've got this nice tatted, like, cubby body with these nice nips, and then these shorts that are clearly a little too small, and you've got just a bit of nut on each side, like cleavage, only, and big old moose knuckle kind of thing going on. So
there you go.
Yeah.
I've seen this one make the rounds on Tumblr, and it is definitely very appealing. To say the least. All right, so my first honorable mention is for the lulz. He's a great guy. He's absolutely fucking adorable. And he's married and lucky son of a bitch. And he has the cutest ass. In this picture, he's doing a selfie in the mirror, but, you know, he's like turned to the side, but he's wearing this great pair of like briefs that are cut out with his ass cheeks hanging out. The back.
Look at you.
Oh, it's one of those like jock briefs.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, to me, this was kind of an other, but I was like, he's too adorable to like not be posting that shit.
Mm.
That's good.
And he's got a bunch of people that are Tumblr crushing on him, so, you know.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone's really lucky and they go to a certain event in April and he happens to be at the event, they might get to meet him. I don't know if he's coming this year, but he has in the past.
Oh, nice. Bastard.
What?
Sorry, I'm trying to match your next honorable mention.
Oh, okay. Well, it goes without saying that I had to post, you know, a picture of a previous pedestal individual, as well as a brilliant and gifted and handsome as hell guest host. This is Mr. Fox Bear Chess.
Yes.
Yep.
What I love about it is that it's called By Request.
Yeah.
And he was asked to repost a single image of his favorite jockstrap Speedo in singlet, and this one happens to be the jockstrap.
And he just wanted to be able to reblog it from the original source.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, Chastis Foxbear on Tumblr is a huge proponent of, like, the shit that is out there, you know, pay attention to who it's from. Like, there's a particular profile, I'm not going to blast them on the podcast, but I figured out that, like, they basically repost other people's shit without permission and without the source, and they sometimes crop out, you know, watermarks and shit like that. So I quit following them and then tried to unlike everything that's over theirs, and there's another one since then I've discovered. And it's unfortunate because I'm kind of like, I'm in the wheelhouse of, yeah, just, like, you know, leave it original as it is. Now, what's hard, though, I will say about this as Tumblr, is some stuff it was never on Tumblr to begin with.
Yeah, sure.
So it comes from, like, another source. You know, it comes from, like, you know, like, someone will take a picture with their phone or a digital camera of a picture from a layout in, say, you know, Bear Magazine. Or, you know, and so, yeah, that stuff isn't necessarily digital until someone takes it. So, but I understand where he's coming from. He's like, hey, they decided to, you know, originally request it from the source, so... He says, I decided to oblige, and we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this an older picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That picture's quite old. Well, not quite old. That sounds really bad.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Sorry.
Old in gay years, which is not very long ago.
Well, it's mostly because he's, I know he's, Chess has changed his look quite a bit and gotten better, and his like his hair and all that stuff is different. He has the beard going on now. It's
just, he's younger.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's younger and he posts a lot of pictures. So, you know,
not surprised there was some,
it's not recent. All right. All right. Gary, last one. Oh, I know who this is.
I will say this. So, okay. There are not many adult film actors that I have a crush on.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is on this podcast every now and then. But this particular individual supposedly lives near me geographically. And by that, I mean like within an easy car ride in another state. So I've heard. And
rumor has it,
a former co-host of our podcast show also has an infatuation with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
So as a birthday present / Thanksgiving and holiday gift to Robert, I decided to post this picture of Colby Jensen,
mm-hmm.
who is in a jockstrap, who is notably probably at Folsom.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I really love this picture because I love seeing his ink. On his arm, he's wearing a leather cuff. He's also wearing a leather armband that says Master on the left side, which means he's a top.
Which is totally perfect for the two of you.
What's that?
So it's totally perfect for the two of you.
Yeah, something like that. He's also wearing, notably, a promotional jock strap.
Yeah.
That's kind of that. And but I found the picture and I posted it and I titled it, and then there's this sexy motherfucker.
Amen to that noise. It's funny that you mentioned this. I was actually looking at men.com earlier today and caught a lot of previews of Mr. Colby Jensen doing his thing.
Or doing other things.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I will own this, and this is a small caveat shift for things. If you don't know men.com, they produce a lot of porn. Like their site is known for, like, we update daily, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Part of their issue for me is that they do really high quality stuff, and they do, but the problem is they do a lot of storytelling and making things very, you know, interesting.
Get to the fucking.
No. I like the stories. However, we don't need. We know Mr. Colby Jensen. We've seen him in a lot of shit. Like, so this whole, like, I'm straight, but I'm, you know, fucking this guy over here, or I'm going to be doing this with that guy. It for me, it totally blows the illusion when you've got somebody who is, who in just the video before was like, I'm gay and doing this shit. And then, oh, and then like now you're straight. No, 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 no. It just doesn't work. So let's reformat the story.
They're playing a man, but they're not really.
Yeah.
I think it works for the fantasy. And yeah. I mean, I personally don't take too much issue with it. Now, here's the thing about Colby. I don't know if he's ever officially said what his sexual orientation is.
So maybe
for public record. A lot of people presume that he's gay for pay, meaning he does, you know, gay adult films because he gets paid for it.
Huh.
That may be fine, you know, that may be true, but the man seems to enjoy his work. So
a lot.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this. I think he's a sexual being and he enjoys getting a nut and he enjoys collecting a paycheck and the, you know, the admiration that comes from doing the job. So if you have to put a label on it, I would say that he's up for anything. Within reason. So yeah, I'm like, hey, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. And I'll be honest, if I were to meet him in person, I probably would kind of get all like stupid and quiet and drooly or whatever.
Yeah.
But like if we really had an opportunity to like kind of spend some time together, I totally see me sitting down and like having a cup of tea.
Yeah. And worst part was, and this is the other thing that was odd to me. Actually, the other day I got a friend request from Colby Jensen.
What?
I don't think it was Colby Jensen. I'm just putting somebody, it out there.
Somebody
I'm thinking someone like I was like, oh, Colby Jensen sending me a friend request? Let me look at that profile. And I looked at it and I kind of was looking through things. I'm kind of like, this isn't his fan site. This is someone else, you know, basically being, you know, this is him, supposed to be him, but it's all of like, it's random shots from him and like his porns and like promotional images. It's pretty much stuff anyone grabbed, snagged from Tumblr or online or something, and then built a profile. It was gone the next day, so I didn't add him as a friend. I didn't do anything. I just let it be because I had a feeling it was probably a fake profile, and I'm 99.9% certain that it was because, one, why would Colby Jensen friend me? We have no friends in common.
Because you're worth it?
Yeah, but it would make no sense, and it was so random, like, you know, if I had like posted something on men.com or something like that, like, hey, you're really cute or whatever, I could see that. But no, not just random, as random as this was. So anyway.
Yeah.
I appreciate the compliment from the fake person who chose to be Colby Jensen, but I'm glad you got busted because, yeah.
This is true. I'm glad you got busted. Silly.
So, Robert, that conversation was for you.
Yes.
We miss you.
Hi, Robert.
Let's move into the links. So this week's link for me is Legacy of the Void, is the new StarCraft expansion, which is releasing this week. Yay! And it's a standalone game. So if you've never played StarCraft, but it's kind of interested in playing some and seeing a nice bit of story as well, you can actually purchase Legacy of the Void without having to have purchased any of the other StarCraft 2s. So you can kind of jump in. If you like what you see, you can go back at the other two parts to the StarCraft 2 story. We'll have the cinematic, which, by the way, Blizzard cinematics. Amazing. Purchase it. If you really, really like me and want to gift me Legacy of the Void, I prefer the Digital Deluxe Edition. I think there's a way to upgrade. So if you just buy me the regular edition, then I can probably just pay for the Digital Deluxe upgrade myself or something. But. Digital, so because if you get the Digital Deluxe Edition, it actually comes with some extra things like in Heroes of the Storm, you get the Hero Arcanist for free. You get Arcanist if you just purchase it. Excuse me. There's a mount in Heroes of the Storm. There's pets in World of Warcraft. There's a transmog in Diablo, and there's a card back for Hearthstone. You get some unique portraits and some unit skins, which is kind of cool. So I really, 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 really want this. And it releases in 2 days. So it's a standalone product. Don't need anything else if you want it. Just need to, you know, have an account on Battle.net. Available on Mac and Windows. So they're flexible. So that's my link this week. Gary.
So last night was a Netflix and chill kind of night. Without the chill.
Without the quote unquote chill.
Yeah, exactly. But I did end up watching a brand new documentary called Do I Sound Gay? Huh. It literally just came out like this month in November, I believe. It's on Netflix. It's on DVD. You can get it on Amazon Instant Video, iTunes, Google Play, and Sony PlayStation. They have a website. They also have a Facebook page. Basically, this guy, I think his name's David, who produced and made the documentary, spends a journey over a certain amount of time. It's not clear because it's not timelined, trying to figure out what to do about his voice. He recently broke up with a boyfriend / partner, and he started thinking about, like, maybe, you know, being in his 40s and being single, part of the reason had to do with the fact that he sounded gay, but he wasn't, you know, as I guess attractive to other people because of the sound of his voice. That's kind of my interpretation of it. So it's really interesting. He goes to some therapists. He does a whole bunch of exercises throughout it, which sounds very boring, but he also nails some amazing interviews. George Takei is in it, Dan Savage, Tim Gunn, and a whole bunch of other people, and Margaret Cho's in it. I mean, he talks to some folks about the very serious matter of gay men and their feelings about their voice and how they sound. And you also, if you're interested and you watch the documentary, there's some really insightful science and some study stuff about the way men sound when they say certain things and what is called the gay voice. Stereotypically, if a person hears a voice, they might think that a person is gay. But there's also a very revealing study that 60% of the time people got the orientation of the person they were listening to wrong or correct. I mean, so like 6 out of 10 times you would guess that the person is gay and or straight and you would be correct. And 4 out of 10 times you'd be completely wrong, meaning the straight guy sounded gay and the gay guy sounded straight. So basically was saying, yeah, he's like, you know, if you think by the sound of someone's voice that you can predict it, you're wrong. So I liked it. It's about an hour and a half long. It's not real long. And I thought it was well composed and put together, and it's thought provoking. So I highly suggest people go check it out, especially if you have Netflix or you have Amazon, although Netflix would be free. I think all the others you have to pay for. So I'm a big proponent of documentaries, and I had a big like gay documentary night last night. So
yay. It was your big gay documentary night.
Hmm. Yep.
Sounds like some sort of cheesy movie.
Me and some wine. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm. Did you have some cheese?
I did, actually.
Excellent. Anyways, there's plenty of ways to contact us because, you know what, this is the end of the show. you can pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show. Dirty messages included. You can call us at 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. If you don't give your name in the message, we won't say your name unless we actually know who it is. So you can be perfectly anonymous and leave a message.
Nice.
And that's 361-COL-TALK, 361-265-8255. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud, Tumblr, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com, Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Google Plus, google.com/plus cubsoutloud. Pop over to bearunderground.net, join the Cubs Out Loud entourage there. Also, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a rating, thumbs up, rate us, write us a review. Appreciate that very much. You can find me anywhere on the internet as Box, Box, Bucky, Box, Cub, Box, something or other.
David. I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet, and Nomad Cub 79 on FetLife.
And I'm pretty much GearBear73 anywhere you want to find me on the web.
Yay! Come with that! Take it out, everybody!
Take it out, everybody! Have a good one, y'all.
No, it's not shut up and take my money. It's just take my money.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Same.
There's the whole.
Because I want them to keep talking about it. It's just. So I don't want them to shut up about it because I want to hear more.
Hear more, but here's my money. So here's a total big distraction. So from you from speaking, here you go.
Just take my money.
Take my money.